New Jersey Responsible Gambling Task Force targets major reforms. The New Jersey Responsible Gambling Task Force is ready to advance gambling reform in the state. It has released a comprehensive set of recommendations aimed at strengthening protections for individuals vulnerable to gambling-related harm. The report, issued on Monday, outlines several proposed reforms that address the growing concerns around problem gambling in New Jersey. Among the most notable suggestions is the requirement that all gambling advertisements prominently display warnings about the addictive nature of gambling, mirroring policies already implemented in countries such as Germany and Australia. The task force was created by an executive order from Governor Phil Murphy in June 2023 in response to findings from a Rutgers University study. That study indicated that residents of New Jersey experience higher rates of gambling problems than the national average. New Jersey's gambling landscape includes a broad spectrum of legal options, from its 9 Atlantic City casinos and state-run lottery to licensed online gambling platforms and 2 racetracks that offer sports betting. These opportunities, while economically significant, have contributed to increased exposure and risk for problem gambling behaviors. One of the task force's primary recommendations involves the creation of a centralized online resource where individuals seeking help can access information and tools to manage their gambling behaviors. This proposed site would allow users to self-exclude from all forms of gambling with a single application. The task force also recommends that the state begin conducting annual research on all forms of gambling to monitor trends, identify risks, and evaluate the effectiveness of existing safeguards. Further suggestions include the integration of gambling education into elementary school curricula. The panel believes that early education could help children understand the psychological and financial risks associated with gambling. This initiative is also seen as a proactive measure to combat the increasing prevalence of gambling behavior among young people. The report noted that many children are exposed to gambling, underscoring the importance of involving both students and their parents in prevention efforts. New Jersey wants RG to be top priority. The report addressed the need for broader industry accountability, calling for an expansion of the range of gambling companies required to contribute to responsible gambling initiatives. Additionally, the panel proposed raising outdated penalty limits on gambling violations and dedicating portions of fines collected from activities such as bingo, fantasy sports, and the state lottery toward responsible gambling funding. Currently, licensed gambling operators in New Jersey contribute close to $4 million annually to such programs. Also under review are unregulated gambling activities, which pose a challenge to enforcement and consumer protection. The task force found that approximately 28% of New Jersey residents had engaged in some form of unregulated or illicit gambling over the past 2 years. This includes behaviors like using VPNs to bypass restrictions, participating in sweepstakes that mimic gambling, and placing bets via social media platforms. Because these activities fall outside the purview of current regulations, they are not subject to the same responsible gambling mandates or funding contributions. To coordinate and evaluate the implementation of these reforms, the task force has recommended the establishment of a statewide responsible gambling board. This body would be tasked with overseeing prevention, education, treatment efforts, and ensuring consistency across all gambling platforms. It would also consider imposing further restrictions on gambling advertisements, particularly those located near schools or heavily trafficked public infrastructure. Other reforms include extending self-exclusion capabilities to fantasy sports platforms, requiring them to implement user tools similar to those used by casinos and sports betting operators. Educational programs are also expected to promote financial literacy and awareness of at-risk behaviors. The aim is to not only mitigate the risk of underage gambling but also equip individuals with the knowledge to make informed decisions and recognize problematic gambling habits early.